And hello. Aloha, Divine Ones. Blessings and greetings from the rainforest of the big island of Hawaii. I am Priestess Maya Ananda, and you are listening to All Good Grief. And welcome, welcome, Divine Ones. So just drawing you in to this sacred and magical space. I myself so in need of it this morning. Let me describe this moment. Just coming off a night of disquieting dreams. Messages that were so poignant and vivid and clear. But leaving me this morning a bit unraveled. Still walking in the spaces of the in-between. So out into those spaces I come here in the liminal moments, walking in the dark into the rainforest that calls me this morning and drawing you into this sacred and magical space. It is that moment of fulcrum on the teeter-totter where it is perfectly balanced between night and day. Those mystical, magical moments of the liminal where nothing is real, is it? And there are those that walk in those moments only to be gone as the sun begins her ascent and as her light shines onto the grasp. Those beings who walk in the in-between vanish like smoke. Yes, I'm certainly feeling my inner witch this morning. This space and this essence, this energy reminds me of why I am here. And indeed, yesterday, as I listened for clues from the universe, there were three songs back to back that said, remember, remember, remember. And so I call to you too, dear heart, to remember your divine purpose. That is the medicine that we are drawing in, and that through my work, the hand of the Divine Mother reaches out and says to you, remember, why are you here, dear heart? It is certainly not to get up day in and day out with endless tasks that don't feed you and no time for yourself. That is not why we are here. It is a balance, isn't it, between the doing and the practical and the rememberings of the mystical. And I am joined this morning, apparently, by several mosquitoes. I've just scored. The air here is so thick, laden with moisture. It has been raining, raining, raining here in the heart of the rainy season. But the rains have abated yesterday, and it seems at least at this moment. But what's left is just moisture everywhere. It's just very rich and muggy. And the sun has not yet risen, so as soon as it comes full, the air will be full indeed, and the temperature steamy. But in this moment, there is still the kiss of night, so it's just succulent, really. It's just a bit of chill. Dewdrops everywhere. The sound of drip drip from the rainforest from the evening. I'm not sure if it rained, but I'm going to go with yes. At some point, it always rains here. And my little cat, Musubi, sitting on a giant lava rock, just looking about, watching the little birds as they flit here and there in the sky. And drawing you into this moment and asking, how are you, dear sister, in this moment? How are you? What can you shed? What can you leave be so that you can be? Divine Mother wishes to share with you just this gift of remembering of how special and important you are, that the gifts that you've been offered are divinely offered, and they are here for a reason. You are here for a reason. So just inviting that energy in to this moment. Perhaps setting your intention for this sacred time together, and just hoping and praying that you're able to take pause. Just make this your sacred space, your time. Light a candle, close the door. Just make it your special time, inviting this energy into your heart space, into your physical space. Maybe you have something from Hawaii that you can put on your altar. And I've been toying with, I was just thinking for some time now, gathering just rainforest. That didn't come out right. Rainwater from the rainforest. I just have this image in mind of this beautiful bird feeder gathering these droplets of water and blessing them and offering them to you. So you have a bit of this moisture, the gift of water that is blessed and pure. And such a high vibration. I remember when we moved from Australia to here, it was a while. It was such a different energy. Such a different pace and flow. It took a good 6 months to really ground here. I could feel waves of energy from the volcano, from the earth. There is so much that is unseen here. So they say that the volcano is quiet right now, dormant, nothing happening. I read in the paper yesterday, but that isn't true, is it? How can you say there's nothing happening in the volcano? It's only what we humans perceive on the surface. And what a lesson that is, because there is always something brewing and moving in Mother Earth. She does not share all with us, does she? So to go to an active volcano and looking out only on the surface, which, by the way, there's always steam coming from the great fissures, the cracks in the earth, the steam that's coming from the heart of Mother herself, laden with chemicals, so it smells like this rich sulfur, reminding us that the earth is opened and alive. So yes, there is not shooting lava at this moment, but there is much brewing, and I can assure you, from this magical woman to you, that there is much going on. I can feel it. I can feel it in the night, the earth vibrations. There's constantly tremors here. They might be slight, but I can feel them. My heart feels them. There's something crazy like 1,000 earthquakes last year. So this earth of ours is alive. Divine Mother, our Earth Mother, she is breathing. And she is saying so, with such poignancy and clarity, that it's time to come home. Time to remember her healing properties, the peace that she offers the sacred remembrances of ceremonies in the past and those to come. Being present in this moment, that is what she offers, and that is the space that I am creating here, the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the island. It is a space to come home to, a space to shed the outside world, the outside noise, unplugging and replugging to self. And Divine Mother reminds me with urgency that it's time to birth this vision that has stayed within my heart, born so many moons ago, so many incarnations as it has shed its outer layers and now reveals herself, this kernel of wisdom and truth. So that is why I am here, dear sisters, to offer this magic, this sacred element to you, this peace. For it is peace truly that we are missing in the busyness of the world. The two are unlikely bedmates, aren't they? Peace and busyness. To me, they do not go together. That we must shed this unwanted busyness, this rushing, juggling of too many balls in the air, and return to a time of simplicity. Yesterday, I was reminded, in the midst of an unwanted busyness, that we don't need to do 100 things a day, sometimes just half of one. And we expend so much energy on endless tasks, thinking that's what we should do, or we're moved by outside forces to do, when really we should look within our heart. Look within those spaces of deep wisdom and connection to our Divine Mother, our Earth Mother, hearing what she is whispering, nay, shouting at times to us, saying, put down that plate of busyness and simply allow. Allow that which is to come and be at peace. Dear sisters, be at peace. The peace that when we are in grief, profound grief, seems so unattainable, doesn't it? But it is peace, in fact, that we offer here. So bringing you back to the space and this reality around me, the sun is not up yet from, cannot see it above the Ohia forest, but I can see her energy as she is shining on the clouds above as they turn a golden orange and red, pink. I can see the mountain behind me, Moana Loa, off there in the distance. So lovely to see her, so often shrouded in clouds and mists, but this morning she rises like the ethereal Avalon. Out of the mists she comes. And with that, dear heart, and my little rescue dog, Sylvester, wondering why we are out here. It is not cold, Sylvester, this morning, but he's getting to that age where he just wants to sit in his comfy bed. How delightful. No, don't jump. Not right now. Always coming from a space of gratitude, dear hearts, that you are sharing these moments with me, these magical, mystical, sacred moments, and bringing you into the rainforest that is my home, and holding space for you until you can join me here in the physical presence. I am guided strongly to begin this work of wisdom from the rainforest, of channelings from this space, both in this form, in audio, and in visual. So thinking that the rains will abate then. Of course, you say that in the morning, but they always come in the afternoon when I return home from work in order to make some video. But it will happen. It will happen in its own time. But would love for you to see this space so you can imagine it in your own meditations and bringing this energy in. So, okay, offering you this gift of magic and peace. My name is Priestess Maya Ananda, coming to you from the rainforest of the big island of Hawaii, and you have been listening to All Good Grief, remembering my sister work at the Happy Heart Sanctuary, which will be the physical space here, working on grounding that and creating a new moon dreaming circle for all who would be interested to join, to anchor this energy here, and to bring your energy, your heart space, your heartbeat to join mine and the heart of our Earth Mother. Wishing you nothing but peace and magic for your day. Aloha and bye.